I'm Carol Hills with The World. Summer jobs have long been a boon for American teenagers looking for extra money and some new skills. That's especially true for kids from refugee families whose parents often struggle with English and work entry-level jobs. The additional infusion of cash can make a big difference. That's the case for a group of teenagers in Pittsburgh whose families were resettled from refugee camps in Nepal. Erica Barris reports.
16-year-old Vishal Karel wears a hard hat as he digs a ditch. He's spending the summer restoring trails in a large county park in Pittsburgh's southern suburbs. Right now, he's describing what he's doing to the other teenagers on the crew.
First, this, we see we clear down this, you know, kind of create a flat outslope.
He's kind of a leader in the group. This act of work comes easily to Vishal, partly because he spent lots of time playing in the dirt back home in Nepal, where he lived the first half of his life in refugee camps.
Well, we had a game, you know, where we dug a little hole, tried to toss stuff in, see if we can make it from 10 yards away.
Vishal lives in Prospect Park, a suburban neighborhood of apartment complexes that's home to many refugees. Lots of teenagers here are taking part in Learn and Earn, a program for low-income youth backed by public and private funds. Youth worker Susie Backscheider helped many of them fill out their applications.
And some of the kids were saying that they really needed a summer job because no one in the house was working. So they really, even though it's only a six-week program, they thought that that would really help out the family since there was no income coming in.
Today, she's driving five girls to their jobs at a local hospital.
Hey, Bincha.
Yeah?
Can you be respectful?
What did I do? You said something mean in
Nepali. No, I didn't.
One of the girls, Anita Bastola, really wanted to work because in her house, her older brother is the only breadwinner in the family.
My parents don't really work, and they don't speak English, too, so I just want to, like, fill their needs that they need and like things that they don't get, I want them to have it.
Anita and some of the girls will end up handing over the paycheck to their families. But where they can, they'll have some fun with it too.
I wanted to get the Kylie Jenner kit.
And I also want to buy my mom something.
These kids think about their moms a lot, including Vishal, the boy who's spending his summer restoring trails at the park for $7.25 an hour. On a Sunday morning, I drop by Vishal's house to meet his mom, Kashula. She's preparing lunch before her janitorial shift at Macy's.
She makes $8 per hour. I don't feel really good asking her for money, and she doesn't feel good either.
Kashula rubs some of her fingers together, the gesture for expensive, and hugs her son.
Hello, there you go. He's my brother.
It's Anoop, Vishal's 26-year-old brother. He lives around the corner and works at a nursing home. Today, he's dropping off a check for his parents.
$381 check.
It's clear the family is getting by pooling money and resources. They share everything from meals to vehicles. Anoop says it's a good thing his brother is working.
Every time he's asking him money, it's not a really good thing. You know what? If you need money for the school, like pay for his supplement or pay for like clothes or something, then we're like every day and asking like $10-$20 every day. You know, that's not good.
I don't ask for $10-$20 every day.
Andy has high hopes for Vishal, who's been attending American school since he was 8.
He can go forward for the school or college, do you know what I mean? University. For not, I don't want him to working like me, like entry level or something.
For now though, Vishal is having a fun summer, gaining useful skills, and making some money. For The World, Erica Barris, Pittsburgh.